Good morning. This is WCNC Charlotte To Go. Here are your top stories.
45 in Northwest Charlotte is back open after a multi-car crash involving a tractor trailer. It happened last night right before 8 p.m. at mile marker 15 near Brookshire Boulevard. You can see pictures from that incident. Medic tells us that four people were treated for injuries in the crash. Now a breaking news update across the country right now. The FBI investigating yet another shooting involving a federal immigration officer.
Investigators say two people were shot by a Border Patrol agent in Portland, Oregon, yesterday afternoon during a targeted traffic stop. Take a look at this video from that scene. Similar to the shooting in Minneapolis, federal officers are calling this an act of self-defense, saying when the agents identified themselves, the driver of the car took off and tried to run them over. Right now, it's unclear what the victim's current condition is.
Let's take a look at the information we have so far. As we mentioned, the shooting unfolded during a traffic stop near a medical center. Sources tell NBC News the victims, a man and woman, are believed to have ties to a Venezuelan gang. Portland police say the FBI is leading that investigation. In response, Portland's mayor has called on all immigration agents to leave that city until a full investigation is finished.
Violence in our community is devastating. These are not statistics. These are human beings. Portland is not a training ground for militarized agents.
That attorney general also announced a formal investigation into the incident. Of course, this shooting comes just a day after an ICE agent shot and killed a woman in Minneapolis. Federal investigators claim Renee Good tried to run them over and say the shooting was justified. Now local officials there are calling for a state and federal joint investigation. The governor says he's pessimistic that a fair outcome will come from a federal probe, with local authorities being kept out of it.
Well, since that shooting Wednesday morning, protests have sparked nationwide, including right here in Charlotte. WCNC Charlotte's Siobhan Riley was in Uptown last night, where hundreds came out. They said they're demanding justice for the mother of three.
Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of Uptown Charlotte to stand in solidarity with the family of Renee Nicole Good, who was shot and killed by an ICE agent Wednesday.
It's infuriating, and at what point is there going to be any kind of action against this administration?
Protesters walked nearly 12 blocks chanting messages and holding up signs like this one that reads, "Justice for Renee." Organizer Asia Patel and others say the goal is to let ICE agents know they're not going to tolerate violence.
I was outraged by how easily someone could kill someone with no value for life at all. And I immediately thought, this has to end. We have to mobilize and demand an end to this reign of terror.
And people came out to watch these protesters march down the streets of Uptown. Protesters are hoping to send a message to community leaders that they need to feel safe where they live.
We also know that when we stand together and organize ourselves, that we are incredibly strong, stronger than ICE, stronger than the federal government, and that we can fight against this and demand an end to mass deportations.
Justice for Renee Nicole Good!
The protest started at First Ward Park, where a massive crowd gathered before taking to the streets. Some people said it was important for their children to witness this moment.
I think it's important for them to see these kind of positive expressions of political engagement and let him see that there's action to be taken, there's positive action to be taken even when something horrible happens.
Organizers say they will keep marching until justice is served. In Uptown, Siobhan Riley, WCNC Charlotte.
5:07 right now, the mother of a man shot and killed by an off-duty Pineville police officer is filing a civil rights lawsuit. 46-year-old Dennis Bodden was shot and killed in May of 2024 after police say he shoplifted from a Food Lion on Johnston Road. His mother says Bodden was unharmed and experiencing a mental health crisis when he was shot. Our team spoke with a former FBI agent who says most law enforcement agencies just don't have a team that can assist with mental health crises, and that can be really the difference between life and death in some of these situations.
Having therapists, psychologists, on duty and on call who are deployed with law enforcement officers to handle these mental health crises is very helpful.
2 months after the shooting, the Mecklenburg County District Attorney said the shooting was justified because Bodden appeared to be reaching for the sergeant's gun and the officers feared for their safety.
We are now just one day away from game day here in the Queen City. For the first time in a decade, the Carolina Panthers will take the field for a home playoff game at the bank.
And that is exactly where we find WCNC Charlotte's Richard Devane as excitement builds for the big game. Richard.
Yeah, there's excitement. There's excitement. You guys are dressed up like in your Panther blue, and I'm outside the stadium. No activity right now, as you can see, nice and quiet. But it's going to change tomorrow. I guarantee you that, because the Panthers are back in the playoffs. Now, tomorrow, the Panthers, they're 8-9 this year. They clinched the NFC South with some help from the Falcons. They'll take on the 12-5 Rams this Saturday. Now, odds makers have installed Los Angeles as roughly a 10-point favorites. Yeah, that's because of their league-leading offense and recent consistency. That makes the Panthers a huge underdog for this playoff game. But don't count the Panthers out. 6 weeks ago, here in Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium, yeah, Bryce Young had an unbelievable game. He'll now be making one of his best, his first ever playoff games, and we hope that he can repeat that performance. The Panthers defense is even healthier this time, with a number of starters back in the lineup, and a fired up home crowd gives them a chance to shock once again. Even as underdogs, something that former Panther and team's all-time rusher leader Jonathan Stewart believes can and should happen.
I mean, the vibes are right here where we left them, you know. Winning team, getting in the playoffs, that's what the Carolina Panthers know. And it's good to have it back into the city. The energy is really good.
Yeah, the energy is pretty good, and they're going to keep pounding. You saw him there with our own Eugene Robinson. A lot of acute Kinkley was also at that fan pep rally last night. So a lot of this week, so a lot of people excited about the Panthers. All that excitement's going to boil over to a big Panthers game tomorrow. I didn't say when. Keep our fingers crossed on that. Guys, we're at Bank of America Stadium. We'll send it back to you.
All right, Richard, sounds good. And folks, don't forget, as the Panthers prepare for the big game, you can join us right here on WCNC Charlotte and WCNC Plus, all leading up to tomorrow, 2:30. We have an hour-long pregame show on WCNC Plus outside the stadium. Nick Carboni is going to be there. He's going to be joined by Danielle Stein, Logan Campbell, Eugene Robinson, and Locked On Panthers host Julian Council. All that starting 2:30 tomorrow, only on WCNC Plus.
Well, if you plan to hit the skies soon, listen up. Starting February 1st, if you go to the airport without a real ID, you'll have to pay a $45 fee to get through TSA. Federal officials say the fee covers the cost of the extra screening, but it's good for 10 days, which means most passengers only have to pay once during their trip. Officials at Charlotte Douglas announcing plans for new Capital One Lounge. It'll be in Concourse A near Gate 21 through 29. The lounge will include regionally inspired dining and design, expansive airfield views, and locally influenced menus. Details on the construction and opening dates have yet to be announced.
Time to connect the dots. When we make the news make sense, the federal government rolling out new dietary guidelines, and they mark a major change in how Americans are supposed to eat.
The all-new food pyramid represents the biggest shift in nutrition advice in years. Let's connect the dots. The guidelines focus on real whole foods and not ultra-processed ones. That means protein and vegetables are prioritized, with grains playing a smaller role. It also includes more dairy, including full-fat milk and cheese, and healthy fats like those found in nuts, olives, and avocados. The guidelines suggest we dramatically cut back on added sugars, no more than 2 teaspoons a meal. Some scientific experts praise the focus on whole foods. Others worry that promoting red meat and full-fat dairy could conflict with long-standing heart health advice. Why does this all matter? The guidelines will shape school meals, federal food programs, and nutrition advice for years to come. And that is connecting the dots.
Good morning, everyone. Today will be warm with high temperatures in the upper 60s, but clouds sticking around most of the day with rain becoming more likely to end the afternoon heading into the evening. Overnight tonight, rain rolls in, even a chance for thunderstorms right around sunrise tomorrow. Rain gets lighter heading into the afternoon, so still on and off showers with cloudier skies. Highs around 70 for your Saturday. I'm meteorologist Chris Mulcahy with WCNC Charlotte.
Thanks for listening. You can find these stories and more at WCNC.com. And join the WCNC Charlotte team weekday mornings 4:30 to 7 a.m. Like and subscribe to our podcast and tell a friend.